Welcome to yet another exciting edition of Sports Live with BBK, your favorite podcast. And today, my oh my, I am so excited about the guest that we have, that we are bringing to you. And this man has just crossed the T's and dotted the I's on a 3-year contract, and this expires on the 2023-24 season. Who am I speaking about? Mon bon, monsieur. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Ça va?
Ça va et vous?
Ah, comment ça va? Ça va bien?
Ça va très bien, oui.
And Keegan Dolly, my guest today, that is how far my French goes, but I do know that there's something called the fromage. I think it is an egg, correct?
No, it's cheese.
You see, I would have failed my French test with flying colors. You've been enjoying some fromage, cheese in France, and you've just come back home. And you come back home as the marquee signing of Kaizer Chiefs Football Club.
Hello, my name is Trump Okekana, Mamelodi Sundowns captain. You're listening to Sports Live with BBK, my brother from another mother, the dark one.
Keegan, I'm going to go straight into it. Why come back home? Were there no suitors from France or elsewhere in Europe?
Look, obviously there were a few offers, but they didn't tick all the boxes that I wanted, in terms of where my family would stay, where my daughter would grow up. And I felt like Kaizer Chiefs, with the vision the team has and what I also want to achieve, I felt like this is the place to be. And from the first day, I felt at home. I could feel the family love. I could feel the brotherhood. And obviously, I've worked with many people at Kaizer Chiefs, so it wasn't like I'm coming into a new environment, you know. I knew that once I get here, the people that I worked with at Bafana, maybe previous teams, you know, that make me feel at home. And that's what happened. The first day I walked through the gates at the village, I felt loved, and I'm happy.
We're going to get to the village just now, Keegan. If you say there were offers somewhere, where were those offers?
No, there were a few in France, a few in other countries like Egypt, your UAE. But like I said, it didn't catch my eye. It didn't interest me like the way Kaizer Chiefs did, you know. I just felt comfortable. It was a family decision. And we all decided that this is the right place for me to you know, grow further as a person and as a player, and that's the reason why we came here.
For sure. You spoke about the place where your daughter has to grow up. How many kids?
One, my first one.
Your firstborn?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Am I wrong in saying that you've also scored at home for a secondborn?
My daughter is only 2 months old, so I first have to go through this step. It's something new. It's something amazing. I'm excited about this journey that I'll go on with my partner. But, I think the environment that I'm in right now, it will also offer stability to my family and, you know, give a good environment for my daughter to grow up.
Most definitely. Strong offers from North Africa, you mentioned, but Al Ahly was not one of them. The team that is coached by Coach Pitso Mosimane, the man that I think you moved from being a boy to becoming a man under his stewardship at Mamelodi Sundowns. Not from Al Ahly.
There were a few, negotiations going on with Al Ahly, but there wasn't anything concrete. But there were other teams that were interested and sent in offers. But once again, I wasn't happy with any of it. The only place that I was set on was coming back home to Kaizer Chiefs.
The voice that you are hearing on the other side right here on Sports Live with BBK is that of Keegan Dolly. Ukigzumfana ubuyile ekhaya from having spent time in France playing for Montpellier. Keegan, less than 5 years in France, in Europe, in League One. I remember I covered the story when you were busy pleading for your release at Mamelodi Sundowns. There were all those issues about things having been changed in the contract and what have you. Sunday came the story from the Sunday Times, and Mr. Motsepe called the press conference same day to say on Monday he's going to make an announcement, and that announcement was to release you, to set you free to go. But when you look at 4.5 years, having left South Africa and not being able to maybe stay in France and try and get that offer in Europe elsewhere, how will you rate your 4.5 years? Would you look at it as having been progress on your part, or is it regress?
I think my stay in France was a very good experience for me. I learned a lot in France, maybe on the field, off the field. I went through things that I have never experienced in my life, in my football career, and it just made me stronger. It made me be able to deal with certain problems that I went through with injuries. And yeah, I think although I didn't play as much as I wanted to play in France, but I don't regret going there, and I don't regret staying in France for so long, because like I said, it made me a better person, and I experienced a lot. And I think it was just my time to come back home. Not all of our paths is the same. Not all of us will get lucky when we do go to Europe, you know. And I was one of the few that didn't get the luck that I needed to break through. But it's in the past now. My focus is solely on doing well for Kaizer Chiefs, and you know, just representing the club well. And yeah, that's all I have to say about France. It's in the past and it happened.
Last question about France. What were the contributing factors that hindered you from making the kind of progress that you would have loved? I know injuries is one.
Yeah, it was the big injury when I fractured my fibula. And I think after that, it was just small injuries after one another. And also like the lack of game time, and then traveling back to the national team, and then getting back to my team in France, it caused a bit of stress, you know, missing a few training sessions before a game on the weekend, coming in late, and then I have to start afresh again. Yeah, it was just like also a bit stressed because I'm not playing. I'm by myself with my fiance. You know, so it was a little difficult when you don't really have your foundation with you, like your mom, your dad, that you can talk to, you know. It was always just like you get home, and it was a cycle that I went through. But, I mean, like I said, I've grown as a person. I went through all of that, you know, to learn from that and not to fall in the same cycle. So, yeah.
Now, you look at it from a point of view of us living in a world, in a country, in a continent where social media is playing such a huge role in everything that we do, in every second, minute, day, week, month, and year. Your return has been a hot potato on social media. A lot of people who wear black and gold are excited by the 28-year-old Keegan Dolly joining their team. Some who wear the Brazilian colors are saying, you're only getting our remnants. It's a downgrade coming from France. It's a downgrade coming from Sundowns. Keegan Dolly, in your true heart of hearts, when you sign that contract for 3 years with Kaizer Chiefs, what is it that is the burning desire that you want to show the millions of Amakhosi faithful?
To get my confidence back, to help the team getting back to bringing in silverware again, just to revamp everything, like start enjoying football again, coming back home, and just the first day when I walked in at the village and just seeing all the happy faces and the love that I received made me want to, you know, work my socks off for us to achieve our goals as a team. Not just for me, I'm coming back to be a part of a great institution and great people. So I'm just here to do my best in order to do my part and help the team achieve what we want to achieve, you know. And I can hear people saying that it's a downgrade from wherever I come. How can it be a downgrade if I'm coming back home to one of the biggest teams in Africa? How can I be a reject from Sundowns if I won the Champions League with him and I was one of the most important people in that team? How can they say that I'm a reject and all of that? For me personally, I don't look at all the negativity on social media. I think that's the reason why I deleted the likes of Instagram and all of that, because a lot of people is just negative on there. You can do good one day and the next day you're just normal. It's not that you're doing something bad and people won't agree with you. And that's the reason why I don't pay much attention to them.
Hero today and zero tomorrow. That's the world of social media. That's the cyberspace. But the voice that you are hearing right here on Sport Live with the PBK is that of Keegan Dolly, the marquee signing of Kaizer Chiefs. He signed a 3-year contract with the club and is telling you that he is not reject from Sundowns. He is not reject from France. He's coming to try and spark something at Kaizer Chiefs. You say one of the biggest teams. Detractors will say maybe in the last 6-7 years, they've been big in name only. No trophies to show off. Yes, most recently, they've gone all the way to the final of the Champions League where Kaizer Chiefs lost 3-0 to Al Ahly. What is it that needs to happen? Looking at the faces that are familiar to you, Ramatlwe Mphahlele, Itumeleng Khune, you've known them at Sundowns and Bafana Bafana. There is the small matter of Kama Piliat as well as Leonardo Castro, which for a lot of people sparks the CBD that destroyed so many teams at Mamelodi Sundowns. When you look at Chiefs and the state they are in, the club that you supported as a boy, and you saw that they have not been able to show their prowess, they've lost the dominance to your former team, Mamelodi Sundowns. What needs to happen with Stuart Baxter at Kaizer Chiefs and the new players that you come in with yourself in order for them to be able to spark a path that is going to point them to their glory days?
Yeah, look, every team has a slope where they're not doing well. If you can look in the Premier League in England, would you say Arsenal's not a big team? Would you say Chelsea's not a big team if they're not winning?
They are the champions of Europe.
I think it's just we have to start afresh. I mean, yeah, after how long?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for me personally, I just think that we need to start afresh with with Coach Stewart coming in. We all just need time to regroup and come together and fight for one common goal. And that's what I've been seeing with my few training sessions that I had with the team. We have an end goal and we're willing to work hard towards achieving that. You know, we're willing to stick to the progress and you know, working for each other. And I think that's one of the main things we have here. We really like brothers, and yeah, I think we just need to regroup and start afresh.
And when you look Keegan Dolly at Piliat, when you look at Castro, they haven't had the kind of performances that made them household names in Clore Cup. Do you see yourself rekindling the CBD? Of course, you are older, you probably wiser. Do you see that kind of combination being something that a Stuart Baxter may want to rekindle, or do you think that that's gone, it's done, and you are going to start something else that is going to see you trying to make combinations with the exciting prospects at Kaizer Chiefs like Nkosi Ngiphile Ngcobo? You want to be part of what making sure that your happy Mashianes grow from your experience, from the things that you know, so that you can be able to get the younger ones being part and parcel of taking the team forward?
I think with myself, Castro and Karma, I think what happened at Sundowns, it happened. It was good for us. I think now it's about helping the others as well, helping the likes of Mashiani, the likes of Noble, the other youngsters that's coming up, you know. I think also with Coach Stuart Baxter, his game plan might be different and he would want to use us in different ways. I think what's important is that myself, Castro and Karma has been friends over the years, and we never lost our connection, you know. But I don't think people should start thinking about the CBD from Sundowns. We were different people back then. We were at different stages of our lives. I think we're all matured now. We're all grown. And we'll try our best to help the youngsters and to be part of the team, to help each and everyone, and not just try to make the main focus on us because of what we achieved in our past. But now it's about the team and getting back to winning ways and getting back to helping the team bring silverware back to the club and just making the supporters happy again.
You chose jersey number 10, Keegan Tolley. And I know for a fact that men like Stephen Pienaar and Stanton Fredericks are your heroes and they've worn the jersey. But I know that the man who last wore the jersey there at Kaizer Chiefs didn't really cover himself with much glory for whatever reason. It's a big number. When I see number 10, I think Diego Maradona. That tells you how old I am. I think Zinedine Zidane. I think Michel Platini. I think players who, by a single stroke of genius, are able to impact and influence the game. Is that the expectation we must take from the new number 10 of Kaizer Chiefs?
Look, obviously we know that number 10 has been worn by greats at Kaizer Chiefs and the rest of the world, you know. I'm not going to let the number put pressure on me. I'm just going to do my best on the day to give the best Keegan on the day to the supporters, to my team, and for myself, you know. I think I don't look too deep into numbers. For me, it's more about the numbers that's supporting us and that's giving us the love, you know. Once they're happy and my teammates is happy, then I'll be happy. I'm more of a people's pleaser. I'm more of the team doing well. And in that way, if the team is doing well, if we're winning, I'll be confident enough to play my type of football and to do the best that I can on the day. The number 10 was available. I grew up wearing number 10 at my academy days, and I thought, why not? I'm the type of player that can make a decision in a game. But like I said, I don't really look at those stuff. I'm just here to help the team, basically, and the numbers that's supporting us in the country, and that's, you know, taking time out of the day to watch us. I'm here for that and to put a smile on their face.
Most definitely, Keegan Tolley, you're looking to be the best that you can be, and the best you were around about 2016 when you were selected in the best CAF Champions League squad. Your new team now has just lost the final a couple of weeks back to the best team in Africa, Al Ahly, who got their Ladesima, their number 10 star. Given the run that Kaizer Chiefs had and given their not so great performances in the Champions League in the past or even participation, do you see their loss in the final as something that must spark a seriousness that is going to make Kaizer Motaung's team to aim to be regulars in the CAF Champions League every season?
Yeah, firstly, it's not easy to make a Champions League final. So there has to be something right that you're doing in order for you to be in the final. I think on the day, They played against our Akhle team that's been playing together for the past few seasons, you know. And it's a bit difficult when you play against Al Akhli or any North African team when they're at that stage where they're used to each other and they've been playing together, you know. I think with the final that Chiefs played, it obviously will give us the taste of making it so far in the tournament, and that I think will give us the motivation to go back, do it again, and this time try and win it.
And the man who masterminded that defeat is the man that you won it with in 2016. But in 2016, when Peter Musiman and Sundowns won this, remember, people were claiming that no, it's via the back door, because it was after AS Vita had been knocked out, expelled from the competition, and that allowed you guys who have lost to them to come back in. And Peter Musimane also won it with Al Akhli, and they said no, he only found the team in the semi-finals, they were almost done. And this time around, he has won it from the beginning to the end. Your views on Coach Peter?
Oh, obviously, Coach Peter is a winner. He's very ambitious. He's passionate about his job. He's been proving himself over the few years. And yeah, he knows what he's doing. He knows how to assemble a team. But yeah, that's all I can say. I know Coach Pichu is a winner in his nature, and he really does work hard to enable himself to be in these kind of situations.
And a lot of people, Keegan Dolly, are saying that Sundowns are threatening to turn this PSL into a Farmers League, more like what PSG had done in League One, where you just came back from. How do you see Kaizer Chiefs knocking Sundowns off their perch? How do you see Kaizer Chiefs taking their guns and their arsenals, pointing them at Sundowns, and making sure that they try and regain some ground from the team that you previously played for?
Yeah, look, I don't think we're concentrating on what they're doing over there. We're focused on ourselves. We need to, like I said earlier, we regrouping. We finding common goals that we want to achieve, and we're going to work towards that. You know, sticking as a team, as a club, we're going to try our best to bring back the glory days. And I think it starts at training with preseason. It starts with a coming up game, the Calling Cup. And we'll take it from there. I don't think we need to look at what the other teams is doing in the league. I think once we start focusing on ourselves and what we're good at and stick to that, stick to what the coach wants us to do on the field, stick to our abilities as individuals and, you know, stick to our abilities as a team. And I think that will work for us. I don't think we need to look at any other team in the PSL on what they're doing, how they're running their business or whatever they're doing. We just need to be true to ourselves and work hard.
Do you believe that the return of Coach Stuart Baxter to the Chiefs fold with you and the new players that have come through is something that is going to be a journey that is not going to take that long to bring the glory days that you're talking about? Tell us about your relationship with Stuart Baxter. You would have worked with him at Bafana Bafana.
Yes, I think Coach Stuart is a great coach. He knows what he's doing. He's a technician. He knows how to bring everyone together. You know, he knows how to get guys to buy in what he has to offer. And I've seen that Bafana, even in a space of 5 days, when new players come into camp, we all felt like we knew what he wanted to do, and we were willing to give our best to achieve, you know, all the planning. And, you know, execute his planning. And I do believe with all the new players, with Coach Stuart Baxter, with the technical staff alone, I mean, we have legends of the game, Arthur, Zwani, Dylan Shepherd, you know, who has been doing this before. And I think with everyone working together, we can achieve great things.
Most definitely. Speaking of Bafana, there is a new boss in charge. He's not Hugo Boss, but he certainly is Hugo Bruce, the Belgian man who won the African Nations Cup with Cameroon a few years back. What's your sense of the man? What do you know about him? And of course, you were not able to make it to the last AFCON in 2019 in Egypt due to injury. I remember they were even trying to make sure that you get some game time from the COSAFA Cup competition, and the injury was just too much. What do you make of the new man in charge at Bafana, Hugo Bruce?
I think there's a reason why they appointed him as the head coach. I don't really know much, but I believe that they wouldn't hire anybody just to hire somebody, you know. And I believe that the people from SAFA knows why they hired him. Obviously, if I do go back to Bafana, I'll start learning a lot from him and, you know, getting to know him. But for now, I can't say anything because I really don't know much about him.
Yeah, I tell you what, my man, this is SAFA. They once gave us a man called Joel Santana as our coach. But yeah, when you look at yourself and the new dream that is beginning, as we are about to conclude this conversation with you, Keegan Dolly, millions of Kaizer Chiefs fans have been going through pain. They've become subjects of banter on social media. They had hope a few weeks ago, but even that hope was crushed. What is your message to them? What must they hold on to?
I think they should believe in us, and I think with what happened with the final, you know, it was out of everyone's control. But all I can say is that the happy days are coming. They should still keep on supporting us in numbers, because that's where we get our strength and our confidence from. And I believe that with the team that we assembling, with the technical staff, with all the people involved here at the club, you know, we're working really hard in terms of, you know, bringing back the happy days. And I think from when we start the league, we're really going to try our best to prove that to them, and they shouldn't give up. We will bring back the glory days.
And hopefully the country is going to reach some herd community very soon with these vaccinations, Keegan, so that we can have some palms on the seats in the stands at the stadium. Because I don't know about you, but for me, football without the fans, the actual fans, and not the noises that they've put across is just not the same. But you are going to play against Orlando Pirates on Sunday at the Orlando Stadium in the Carling Black Label Cup. Are you ready for that, or are you going to miss that, or is that going to be a surprise for the Chiefs fans to see whether you are going to get some game time there?
Nah, I really can't comment on that right now. it's not my first. It's my first few days, so we're just trying to get things going and, you know, taking it easy. But we'll see. We don't know what's going to happen on the day.
Keegan Dolly, Ntwana ya Sekati, Ntwana ya Westbury, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us right here on Sport Live with BBK. And good luck with your journey with Amakhosi. And may all that you wish for come through. And may your two-month-old daughter grow well, and you be a great father, your partner being a great mother. And may you be able together to help her reach and realize all her dreams. Good luck, my man, and welcome back home.
Thank you so much.